is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:05 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Jordan made his debut yesterday, which was nice. Lance McCullers looked good. Correa homered. Alex Bregman coming back. And Zach Greinke is your game one starter. That is your update on your Houston Astros. Your Rockets, here's an update. They sucked again. So you did. Now, they were not able to cover. Unfortunately, for those of you that keep on betting over and over and over again on the Rockets, I think you should lay off that. I'm just saying.
People are betting on the Rockets to cover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you met these people?
I learned a while ago the trend is your friend. But at some point, you know, the Rockets, I mean, I know they covered once out of the last 9 games. So, you know, you figure, aren't the odds with them to cover here soon?
No, not when a supremely talented team, and I'm not talking about the Rockets, who are struggling, are coming to town and need a get-right game. When the Celtics have their full complement, you take the Celtics to cover against the Rockets.
Yeah, they needed. And did they get better, or did they just play the Rockets?
They played the Rockets.
So you don't think they got better?
No.
What if the Celtics go on an unbelievable run right now?
It's possible, but I'm not using what happened last night as the catalyst. I'm saying, oh, look, the Rockets are in town. Everyone feels good about playing the Rockets. It's like, how do I put this for you? The Rockets are like that, you know, when the SEC, they didn't do it last year because no non-conference games, but you know when the SEC puts like the FCS team between them and rivalry week?
Yeah. Yeah,
like when Alabama and Auburn play FCS games, that's what the Rockets are. They're Tennessee Chattanooga. And the Celtics are like, we might have a look, yeah. We can't guarantee we'll win the next game. Let's put it on them today.
Oh, really? Because I remember Troy coming in taking care of LSU.
That's why I said Alabama. I didn't say LSU.
Oh. Well, Atlanta's looking to get healthy again. They've only won 5 in a row. So they need a big win here.
Oh, since Nate McMillan took over, they won 5 in a row.
They won 5.
Man, straight. That Lloyd Pierce has got to be.
Trey Young is on a roll.
Lloyd Pierce has got to be. You motherfucker! You guys wouldn't do anything for me. You're gonna rip off. You're gonna make it look like it's all my fault. Well, if you're gonna rip off 6
can't
in a row,
look any worse for him?
Yeah. Now you're possibly gonna win 6 in a row after I get fired.
Trey Young's on fire. Clint Capella's every game he's leading them in rebounding. 19, 12, 14, 17, 14, 21 rebounds. Oh, my goodness. So they're on a roll. They're coming in here. I don't really like the Rockets. I like the Rockets in this situation. I don't know. I don't know how you can't. Catching 42. I like the Rockets.
Catching 42.
Yeah, I would think that this line's got to be.
It's not going to be
42. Now, if they were 42-point underdogs against Memphis, what would have happened?
Memphis would have covered.
Memphis would have covered.
Yes.
By 7.
Yes, they would have.
You wouldn't have sweat that.
No, you wouldn't have. That would have been a Tennessee Chattanooga Alabama line. 42, and Alabama in this case would have covered.
And guess what? You would have been on the wrong end.
Scott, I was looking at the schedule. The Atlanta one feels like, yeah, you're losing. Atlanta's hot, and they say, hey, we got to keep winning. We're trying to get out of playing range and beating the Rockets. We can't drop one here. Detroit, they got Detroit coming up.
Yeah.
That's a game where you're like, you guys need to put forth maximum effort to lose.
I'm almost.
Because in these games, they don't really have to try. The teams are better than them. They stink. But Detroit, they're going to have to try to lose.
I'm almost resigned to the fact that the Rockets are going to end up with one of the 3 worst records, so they're going to get 14% ping pong balls,
mm-hmm.
and they're still not going to be in the top four.
The Rockets have had pretty good luck with the draft, right?
I just feel like this franchise can't be more cursed. I just feel like right now they're in such a bad place that they're going to end up 6th.
When's the last time when they got Yao? Were they how far did they shoot up? Because they weren't the worst team in basketball that year, right?
Did they get somebody else's pick?
I don't believe the Rockets were the worst team in basketball the year they got Yao. The year before. So they have, now that's a long time ago, usually they're picking in 14. You should call it the stinkhole. Picking, they missed the draft, they missed the playoffs and still picked at like 14. You used to call it the, or whatever their pick was.
I used to call it
the
sinkhole.
Yeah, because they were in the worst position, didn't make the playoffs, and still had the worst pick that
they
you could possibly
this
have.
This close.
Yeah. That's what they've been.
They were this close.
So in that scenario, they would finish where they're supposed to finish, like third.
Tank going to get there.
Okay, I get it. But in this scenario, in those scenarios, they finished right where they should have. So in this scenario, they'd finish, what, third? Which is, I don't think they're cursed.
I think now, right now, this iteration of the Houston Rockets.
Are they?
Is cursed.
They're bad because they should be bad, though. There are not many good players on this. It's not like they've had, it's not, what, John Wall? Oh, he's not playing because he's injured? We knew that was going to be the case. They had Oladipo's another guy who's had to go through maintenance the last 3 years. Outside of Christian Wood not playing, I feel like they kind of are where they're supposed to be.
Do you think that watching Oladipo right now, do you think he made a huge mistake turning on $45.2 million?
See, this is the thing. I mean, I hope, well, for NBA team's sake, I hope they're paying attention because you giving out a big deal to him feels like a mistake. But fans still believe this is a guy who can contribute. I watch it on Twitter all the time. People are like, man, bringing in Oladipo would really help us in the playoff run. I'm like, you mean the guy who can only play one out of every three games or misses at least one out of every three games? And leading into last night, he was averaging 20 points on 19 shots as a Rocket. He was nearly averaging a point a shot. That's how bad he's been shooting the basketball. But people still believe, like, he's a fringe all-star, two-time all-star. To be honest, he's a one-time all-star, and then he caught the runoff off that previous year and made the all-star team that second time. And he wasn't even good. Then he got hurt. I think he's going to find his way into making 20-plus million a year. I just don't know if it's going to come from a good team. It may be some bad team.
But, I mean, if you're going to, well, so you're just trading down. I mean, if you're going to go to a bad team, why not just be on this bad team?
Because he thinks.
With the bird in the hand.
But he wants 4 years. The Rockets are offering him two.
And you know what? Somebody will do that.
I'm telling you, Gordon Hayward, who had been injured, who people were questioning, could he ever get back to a level, got 4 years from the Hornets. And a max deal. Yeah, people were surprised.
Gordon Hayward and Victor Oladipo are two different deals.
Why?
Because
Gordon Hayward was not healthy or good for Boston at the end of his run.
I feel like he's a more talented player than Oladipo. I do.
Other people might feel that way too, but was he supposed to get 4 years, $120 million from Charlotte?
No, that's stupid.
He got Victor Oladipo can't get 4 years?
That's what Oladipo thinks he's going to get.
Well, he probably
turned down 21. He turned down 21 a year.
He probably saw
22 something a year.
He probably saw Gordon Hayward's deal and said, "I can get that somebody will give
somebody,
it to me.
Somebody will give me that."
Yeah.
1013 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So Diana Rossini is reporting right now that Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith will not be back with the Titans. I don't think that's a surprise, is it? I don't believe.
Now, I wonder what Jonnu Smith thinks he's worth, because I'm sure that's prohibitive. And Corey Davis has been for them. I mean, you know who the number one guy is there in Brown. And I wonder if they'll go look into the draft to go find a legitimate number two. Or maybe they don't value it as much because they're based on Derrick Henry and the play action. So
I wonder.
But they are losing, like, the superior weapon in Smith. I just don't know if he's a tight end you just throw the ball to 60 times a year. He seems like this all-purpose guy more than anything else.
I like Jonnu Smith.
So do I.
I think he's a beast. I don't think they used him nearly enough. I'm going to try and get that dude the ball. He's Gronkish to me.
Yeah, only 41 receptions last year, 35 the year before. So he may see it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
To go get, you know, get featured someplace. And I just wonder how much that guy will get.
No, what those numbers, he kind of, I mean, I think he could have been a tight end that, you know, I'm saying it's kind of surprising too with Tannehill that he wouldn't lean on.
Yeah. I don't know him as much as a Titan, but as a Dolphins quarterback, I mean, the Titans didn't really flourish there. Not that they had great ones, so. But you would think play action, you get running game, you find Jonnu Smith open and on drags and stuff, but it just wasn't their thing. So he moves on, and Corey Davis. The Titans haven't been great drafting first-rounders, it seems like. I mean, sure, you hit on. Was Brown a first-rounder, or did he come in a second?
I don't remember. Might have been a first-rounder.
Because you got Corey Davis gone.
He's a good pick. I don't care when you got Brown. He's a good pick.
I'm just pointing to what their first-rounders have done, and they're leaving now. Corey Davis gone. They had to get rid of Isaiah Wilson immediately. But they did hit on Brown. Obviously, hit on Derrick Henry. So they found ways to get around that. And Jonnu Smith was one of their later picks, too. So
second round.
Okay. So, yeah, they hit on that one. Pick. Hit on that one, clearly.
That's a hell of a pick.
Certainly. But Corey Davis done as a Titan, and so is Jonnu Smith.
And so you got to figure that they're going. We got to tell Lance that they're going to have to get some kind of skill position with their first round pick.
Yeah, you would think those are two guys who, despite lack of production for Corey Davis, he almost had 1,000 yards this year, 65 catches, 5 TDs. So that's a guy you're going to have to replace.
He's so
off and on.
Yeah, I mean, dropping balls, and I don't know. He lost his confidence for a while. And then he got it back. I mean, he should have been a better player than he was there.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's got skills. I wonder if someone finds some value in him someplace else. Maybe he doesn't get a giant deal because of his inconsistencies, and then go someplace else.
Aaron Jones, 4 years, $48 million for the Packers. That'll be Joel's lead today.
He did mention that the Texans aren't getting a great player in Kirksey because he had some experience watching him play.
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah. He didn't appreciate him very much. There was some thought that Jones would hit the open market, and I think even his agent, what's his name?
This is from the guy that has Kevin King on his team.
Well, he's not appreciative of
Kevin King. He's not a big fan?
No, not him either.
I thought everybody
either.
Was a big fan.
No, not so much. But who's the agent based in Miami? I forgot his name.
The agent that what?
That's based in Miami, the famous one.
It's not Steinberg.
No, it's God, he does a lot of interviews. I forgot. But he said that they expected bigger deals in free agency, but I guess he wanted to stay with the Packers, so he gets that deal done. And that means the A.J. Dillon pick is completely stupid. Now, you're paying Adam Jones all that money, and A.J. Dillon, you wasted a second-round pick on to do what? Sit around and get 4 or 5 carries a
game? You wasted your first-round pick last year, too.
Well, at least you can push and say, you can point to that and go, look, quarterback of the future, but why are you drafting a second-round running back if you're paying the other guy all this money?
Why are you drafting a first-round quarterback when Aaron Rodgers has this many years, so many good years left?
I agree, but at least you could sell the whole, we did what Brett Favre. We just have a guy sitting and waiting.
How about you're in the NFC Championship game for 2 years?
Well,
you need one guy maybe get you over the top for whatever.
Well, that was,
and your guy and you're drafting guys that won't even play.
Well, that was why they were pissed off about. Well, Brett Favre was pissed off. Like, remember, Aaron Rodgers got picked in the mid 20s. Like, wait a minute, we're pretty good. Why are you drafting a quarterback when we need help to win it all? Same situation played out. The A.J. Dillon one isn't. Look, you want it. Weapons.
Rosenhaus.
There it is. Thank you. The A.J. Dillon one, I think it's less excusable than the Jordan Love one because you're paying Adam Jones. So your second-round running back, you don't even want to really see on the field.
You're paying Aaron Rodgers.
John, look, I get it. But they allegedly drafted their quarterback of the future. Fine. fine. I can understand that somewhat, but I don't understand the AJ Dillon thing if you're paying Adam Jones. If you decide to pay Adam Jones, why is AJ Dillon on the roster?
But at the very least, though, you use two running backs.
But you don't need a second round running back.
But you use two running backs. You don't pay up. Jordan Love won't see the field.
Understood. But you know what? Drafting your quarterback in the future, if you love him, fine. There's no point of AJ Dillon. There is no point. Not in the second round.
No. Well, there's no point of either
of
them.
And by the way, AJ Dillon, weren't they running Williams out there too? So it wasn't like he was the clear second choice either.
No, he wasn't even the second choice. Yes. Williams was the second
choice.
Yeah,
so it makes little sense when you back it up with saying, you know what, actually we think Adam Jones is really good, even though everyone told you that when you made the pick.
Yeah, well, when you're as close as they are and you're doing all of any of this stuff, you're stupid. Go get you some guys that can play right away and help you to get you over the top to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Go get somebody that can actually cover somebody. Maybe they need Vernon Hargraves.
No one needs Vernon Hargraves.
Who the Texans, by the way, of all the players that you're evaluating, you decide that Vernon Hargraves should stay? I mean, honestly, I don't know that there's a slower cornerback in the NFL right now than Vernon Hargraves.
Is Kevin King slower than Vernon Hargraves?
I don't know that Kevin King has. Yes, I think Kevin King would beat Vernon Hargraves in a foot race. I really don't know. When you're watching guys pull away from Vernon Hargraves after a slant and they're just pulling away from him, you're like, what the hell? That's as fast as you can run?
He was running slow because he's carrying that entire secondary in his back, John.
He's carrying the secondary? It wasn't Bradley Roby carrying the secondary?
Well, when did Bradley Roby play?
He didn't play because he was hacked. He must have had sugar.
And our favorite, Joel, says the Dillon pick makes sense because backup Williams is a free agent. Yeah, but Williams was the better player. So you could always say we could have just re-signed Williams or take the running back later.
Whatever. You're not going to convince me that Jordan Love wasn't the dumbest first-round pick ever. I mean, when you got Aaron Rodgers, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Regardless, of all of the evaluations, Vernon Hargraves stays? Bernardrick McKinney, gotta go. I guess at some point, Merciless is, I guess, unless they decide, what? You're going to keep Whitney? What? I mean, Vernon Hargraves just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you can find a guy that will play better than Vernon Hargraves. He was off the streets. There's a reason.
He's from the streets?
Yeah. There's a reason. I mean, honestly, Vernon Hargraves, that makes no sense. Whitney Merciless makes no sense that he's still on this team. Bernardrick McKinney, we've known for years, he can't cover anybody. He can't. He can't be on the field in a passing situation. He just can't. You're going to find that out. Congratulations.
Well, he's not going to be used to cover.
You got a one down linebacker.
You know what I'm not worried about? How Brian Flores deploys defenses. I'm not worried about
it. Well, he can rush the passer, though.
And the Dolphins need an inside thumper.
But here's the deal, is you can guarantee if he's on the field and it's a pass, he's rushing.
Brian Flores deploying his defense, not so concerned about, you know, the two down linebacker because they needed one because Landon Roberts is hurt and they didn't have anyone else. So I get the move. I mean, I'm not overjoyed one way or the other. Shaq Lawson was okay. Bernard McKinney's probably a better player than Shaq Lawson, and he'll play his two downs and they'll multiple. They'll run six defensive backs in nickel situations, seven sometimes. So, oh, well, he'll play two downs. I get it.
Yeah. Or he'll rush. No, he actually isn't bad. He's not a bad blitzing line. He's strong. Come up the middle. He actually did a nice job rushing the passer. So
yeah, I don't.
Maybe that's how you're going to use him
for what he for
he,
what
he won't have his hand on the ground, but he's going to rush the passer
for what they want from that position. I get the move. It was now they don't have to really worry about drafting Zaven Collins at a certain spot or maybe going with Browning out of Ohio State. They have that situation settled and they'll move on. But as far as Shaq Lawson, he was okay. And I don't think it's a bad move for the Texans either.
No, the Texans need a defense. They need defensive ends. There's no question. Especially if Whitney's not going to be here. I mean, you. Well, I don't know how you keep Whitney here. I mean, Shaq Lawson, it becomes your best. He immediately becomes your best defensive end. I mean, I guess Charles Omenihu has got a shot at being that, but even with the slight numbers that Shaq Lawson has had, he's probably your best defensive end right now. That's how pitiful this situation is. 713-780-3776. Guys, new sponsor to the show. It's GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. When you have clogged sinks or finicky engines, you take care of it, right? Well, when something's off in the bedroom, don't try to hide from it or just put it in a, don't worry about it. Do something about it. Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for your ED, and all the comfort and privacy of your home. Here's the thing. They will send you the treatment plan, the medication. It will ship it to you, 2-day shipping, and it's extremely discreet where no one will know what is being sent. GetRoman.com/John. Complete your online visit. You will talk to a doctor every single time, and you've always got that medical care absolutely free with any questions that you might have going along the way. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. Remember, get started today, and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Just looking through right here a list of free agents available. This is something that you may have to do if you're the Texans. Which one of these guys would you want? Jameis, I would imagine, is going to go back to the Saints.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you just signed Taysom Hill to a bajillion-dollar deal. Actually, he's not going to get any of it. Well, he got a signing bonus, but we'll see.
Has a player done less that we've talked more about than Taysom Hill? Like, he's okay. He's an okay player. Whether it be the contracts or why he's starting instead of Jameis, we talk a lot about a guy who's okay.
Well, he's unique in his skill set.
Understood.
Probably why.
Sure. And he's white. Is he better than Cordell when Cordell was doing it?
Well, he's different. He's white.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Is that true? Yeah, he's
better. Because they actually use him. Cordell tried to be a pocket quarterback.
But they also, in his first couple years when he was slash.
When he was slash, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is he better than when Cordell was doing that?
No, I think it's pretty
similar.
Well,
is he better than Lamar? No.
No, but Lamar's an actual full-time quarterback. I mean, because what Taysom Hill does, he's a slash-type player. But we talk a lot about a guy who's okay.
Well, he was 3-1 as a starter.
He won those games against the Broncos when they were playing Kenton at quarterback.
No, I know, but yeah, I mean, he's different, that's why. I think we get a lot of that because he's different. He's a white guy that can run.
Okay.
So Jameis probably goes back. Is Fitzmagic coming back? I don't know. We don't know. But he liked his time here. He thought Bill O'Brien turned his career around. He remember when he was here and he was talking about what he learned from Bill O'Brien that season, and it carried over, and he actually made a nice career. His second half of his career was so much better. And it started right here. So I don't know that he would come back just because of Houston, because Bill O'Brien's not here anymore. Maybe we could get Bill O'Brien back so Ryan Fitzpatrick could come back.
Why would you want to deprive Alabama of their offensive coordinator? Seems unfair to them, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't seem fair. I'm glad he and Nick are together. That'll work out just fine. Mm-hmm. Mitchell Trubisky? No, thanks. I don't know what he's going to get on the open market. But there's a good chance the Texans have to sign one of these guys. Andy Dalton, want some of that? Want Andy Dalton starting 16 games for you?
Katie Rocket or whatever his title is? Is that Roger Clemens?
I think that's Roger Clemens.
Yeah, but
he's the Red Rocket.
Katie Red Rifle, whatever
the Red Rifle.
Whatever his title is. Why not?
No, the Red Rocket is what dogs get.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. You said that. I said
that's right. Alex Smith? I mean, he could pay the Texans back for what they did to him.
How would he do that? By tanking their season?
By winning games
and screwing them over?
That would screw the Texans over if he won games here.
I mean, in the possible scenario where they keep Deshaun but he doesn't play to prove his point, you are right. You don't want Ryan Fitzpatrick because he can pull a couple wins out of his ass. And you might not get fortunate like the Dolphins and still select the quarterback everyone thought you wanted anyway. You're probably hoping for some Andy Dalton type.
But you have to get somebody credible.
To do what?
Well, how about Tyrod Taylor?
That's credible.
I've seen that a few places.
Yeah. And if he doesn't puncture his lung, I mean, if that doctor doesn't put a needle in his lung, whatever happened, maybe Herbert doesn't play until midseason. Yeah. Who knows?
Or if he plays at all.
Yeah, I mean, they could have. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's competent enough to win you 5-6 games, so they might have eventually gotten Herbert anyway, but who knows? I mean, he's a guy, but does any guy who's had starting experience come in with the hanging thought that Deshaun may eventually just pop in? Like, Fitzpatrick has said that he wants to go to a place where he can start. That appears to be a possibility here until a change of the mind by Deshaun.
Well, I think it'd be perfect for a Tyrod Taylor or an Alex Smith. I sit behind Deshaun Watson or start.
Or I play.
Quite frankly, the odds are you're playing.
The way
While they may not trade him, I think the odds are well in your favor that he won't play for the Texans.
As long as the money's fine, you'll get a guy in here. And probably a competent one if you have the money to give him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Jacoby Brissett's on this list. Jacoby Brissett made money with the Colts.
Yeah.
You ain't paying him that.
Well, you would give him the opportunity to potentially start for a year, and depending on how it goes, he may parlay that into a bigger deal someplace else.
Well, right, and whatever the case may be, it's a one-year guy.
He's coming in to start. And hopefully turn this into a multi-year deal, whether it be a backup or starter someplace else.
Well, he's hopefully turning it into a top pick quarterback. So he's done here.
If you're the guy signing, you're hoping you play well enough that your future is set because you start making money as a backup or starter someplace else. The Texans, if you're bringing in a guy, you hope he stinks and doesn't further his career.
You just hope he sucks.
Yeah, but you need how many? If Deshaun doesn't play, you're going to need multiple quarterbacks. It's not just one. You don't have like David Culley said last week, Deshaun's the only quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, but then you pick up a Chase Daniel or somebody or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Chase Daniel's like, you know how much money I make?
How about Case Keenum?
Case wants to do that again.
Actually, Case, the fan base would be clamoring.
Yeah.
For Case to start.
I feel like Chase Daniel's like, you know what? You know how much money I make as a backup? I can't wait. Make way more money backing up someplace else than I would here. I think
like Taylor Heineke, he made himself some money, but he didn't make anything last year. He just wants a chance to be on the roster.
Look, I don't.
There's plenty of guys.
I don't know how many low level picks the Texans have, but there's a shot you're drafting some seventh round quarterback, and maybe by default he makes the roster or some undrafted free agent.
Yeah, who knows? You might get Kellen Mond in the sixth.
True.
Right,
that's our plan, right? To get the Aggies back because Cullen Gillespie is gone.
Yep. Well, Ellinger.
Would you
Ellinger and Mond?
What about you? Don't sign. You're going to draft two quarterbacks from Texas and A&M.
So you've got both fan bases loving you.
What a terrible! All the goodwill Nick Cassero has done, at least in Lance's eyes, being a big boy and doing football moves, would be out the window if he drafts Ellinger and Mond. Guys.
So you also got to get a wide receiver.
Like a Kenny Hand draft strategy. Get the local guys. Get the excitement going.
That's exactly what
you want. Where's Marquez Stevenson so they can have receiver throw the ball to?
So you got to get a
Clayton Tune,
is also
he draft eligible?
No.
You got to no.
He's a returning starter.
He is, and he's still got 5 years left.
He's a returning starter, isn't he?
You also got to get a wide receiver in here.
I just said Marquez Stevenson.
Houston's own Marquez Stevenson.
All Texas draft.
Don't put it. Hey, Marquez Stevenson might be a Texan. You don't know.
I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. Let's load up.
Actually, he is a speed guy from the slot.
Yeah.
They might want to get somebody who's
a little bigger.
We've got little guys.
Well, then here's, okay, so the top of the, you're not getting the Galladays, the Smith-Schusters, the Fullers, the Corey Davises, Marvin Jones. You're not getting anybody.
You can.
You ain't paying nobody. Oh. You ain't paying nobody. Antonio Brown?
You think he's a Jack guy?
That's a Jack guy.
That's perfect.
I mean, not Easterby, but he's a Jack guy, but not Easterby.
Not that one.
Right. He's probably a Jack guy.
Keelan Cole?
Based on some of the reports and police reports.
Rashad Perriman? You don't want Golden Tate. You got enough little guys. DeSean Jackson, you can't. There's no chance.
Perriman.
Adam Humphries? Perriman.
Oh, Humphries is a Texan.
Humphries.
Can you imagine a team with Adam Humphries, Chad Hansen? Like, it's coming together. And if you find a Scotty Miller who's not a white guy, but you like it's kinda, tricky.
Right.
Or actually, he is.
Isn't there
with a good tan?
Yeah, Oklahoma State's got a white slot guy.
Dylan
coming
Stoner.
Out. Yeah,
Dylan come together.
He's perfect.
Oh, Braxton Berrios.
Except his name's Stoner. I don't think
Braxton Berrios is Cuban, but
yeah,
I think
we're not doing that.
Well, but still,
we're not.
What? What are you not doing?
We're not doing a Cuban.
What is the issue with Cuban players?
Not a lot of good Cuban receivers.
Communism.
There are Cubans on the Astros, and you don't have a problem
they
with that.
Because they were anti-communist, so they escaped.
I'm not Jack Easterby. I don't. Of course, I don't have any problems with it.
You think Easterby has an issue with a kid who's of Cuban descent because of Cuba?
Yes.
Wow. I don't think that's
I don't okay. think so.
I don't know that that's accurate, John.
Is that a Christian country?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they believe.
Typically, communism's got a lot of godlessness to it. But there were some churches.
Were there churches?
They were all busted out. You can't tell if anything's functional there when you're there. It's like, I don't know. This could be operational. It might not be. It's Cuba. Everything's shot to hell. That's literally what it is. You go in like, hey, this is a restaurant. Fully functional. And a really nice one. No AC. You have fans in there.
Yeah. Like Nick's place back
so
in the day.
Hot. Cuba's so unbelievably humid and hot.
Well,
communism. This country needs do we go to Cuba for a while?
Okay, we got a couple of guys that are possibilities of tight end: Kyle Rudolph, Tyler Eifert. Couple of guys that you could get. Don't need any tackles. Don't need any guards.
Why are you trying to sign guys who might help?
Huh?
Why are you trying to sign guys who might help the team? We're not looking for that.
I'm not sure.
Is there some?
Are you sure that
bring back Farrell,
Rudolph?
He's probably better than Farrell Brown.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep Farrell Brown?
I'm not sure that he's going to help.
I don't know that
Kyle Rudolph is like 40.
I'm not sure the Texans want to actively rocket this thing. Like, I think they want to put...
Signing at Vernon Hargraves.
Yeah, but I don't think
I'm pretty sure that's a move to get the number one overall pick. I'm positive that's a move. And you just traded your inside linebacker for a guy that had 4 sacks.
But they needed a defensive end more than they needed Bernard McKinney. Right?
That is true. They did need it. I mean, not a guy with 4 sacks. You've already got that in Whitney.
Yeah, he's not really a defensive end. They just needed a guy who, you know, who could play defensive end.
Or do you think they just got him for DeSean?
To convince, hey, remember we were buddies in college? Maybe. Nah. Who else? We had this discussion. Who else are they going to trade for? How many Clemson players can get on this roster at once? Tried that one. Remember Calvin? What was
Watkins.
His name? Watkins and DJ Reader. They've done this before.
And how'd that work out for them?
Well, DJ Reader's got paid a lot of money to go play someplace else.
Yep. Hey, let's talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. If you're looking for the best payroll company, we love them. HR is awfully important as well. Now is tax time. So, you know, I don't know how your payroll company is helping you guys out on taxes. I know that they do an unbelievable job with us, and no one is more knowledgeable about the Affordable Care Act. And, oh, by the way, responsive, too. You could be as knowledgeable as you want. You could be as knowledgeable with the PPP loans, the stimulus packages, with the unemployment claims. Knowledge is one thing. How about responsive? How about acting on these things as opposed to just, you know, knowing them? And this is what HR, and if your payroll company has not been doing all of these things, well, then go with our payroll company because they are unbelievable, the best. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll. You're looking for the best way to get those taxes done. You're looking for the best. That's our guys. All you got to do is go to hrp.net, 281-880-6525 or hrp.net. Coming up next, News of the Weird. Don't you go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, apparently the royal family is scrambling. They want to be seen in public with black people after the Meghan Markle interview.
Where is this story from?
This is in News 1.
Now, I did see that William and Kate were at some school it was a school that, at least from the pictures I saw, had black kids there. Is it going to be just a thing where you'll see random shots of them hanging out? Just, hey, look, not racist.
That's right. Look at us. All right. Two former cops pulled over suspects, took their drugs and cash, and pocketed the money for themselves, says the feds. And water is wet.
Oh, is that some breaking news?
Goodness gracious.
News of the weird. Wow. I just call it news of the 80s and 90s.
News of
like Miami cocaine scene.
I mean, like this is a story. Stop, feds. They roused the bad guys with the drugs and the money, and they kept it. What?
I mean, I just thought that was part of the deal.
Wasn't that every 90s movie?
Yeah, but these are now their former police doing work, right? They don't even have the badge anymore. Isn't that what you said? Former police?
No. Now they're former.
Oh, okay. Now. Okay.
Yeah. An ex-Illinois teacher is convicted of pouring nitrogen on a student. Do you think that it's bad for teachers to pour nitrogen on their students?
Well, did the kid talk back and need punishment? Do we know?
I'd have to read the whole story. All I know is pouring nitrogen on it is...
Well, isn't that a form of punishment? Maybe if we weren't so soft on these kids, they'd be a little bit more respectful. So nitrogen may be this teacher's way of garnering respect. Did this kid lose a limb? Like, because nitrogen is pretty harsh.
I'm pretty sure that's not the best way.
Oh, you think the paddle?
Back in 2018, a chemistry teacher, Chicago High School, pouring liquid nitrogen on a student during a science demonstration. Gary Broderson, he's 66.
And when they asked him.
I mean, you kind of.
They asked him about it. He said, don't start, no, won't be none.
Man. Did you hear what he said?
You don't know what he said to me.
You don't know what he said. Apparently, a 24-year-old man is facing 20 years in prison for disrupting Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver by refusing to wear a mask and urinating in the cabin. I remember that. Remember that guy that was just started peeing in the aisle? He's facing 20 years. Do you think that pee was worth it?
No.
What could you have got for being in that bar in Baton Rouge? How many years could you have gotten?
was in Florida.
Gainesville, right?
Oh, in Florida. Oh.
Yeah, who cares?
Would have been a misdemeanor.
Dude, you
Hey! That's what you got.
Dude, then the whole bar would have been, everybody was pissing on that floor.
What kind of bar are you in?
A Florida bar.
Florida
Gainesville
bar.
Just okay to pee.
Yeah.
What kind of bar are you in?
No, what kind of bar just allows you to pee on their floor? That's all I'm saying.
Florida bar.
A recent study shows that during the pandemic, stay-at-home workers were pleasuring themselves three times a day. Do you think, Del, you're a single?
I'm not single, a stay-at-home American worker, though.
Are you pleasuring yourself three times a day?
No, because edging doesn't allow for that, John.
Ooh, that's it doesn't count?
No, what I'm saying is if you are, like, if you're an edger, like an edge rusher, I mean, you want that, like, you want production throughout the season.
Right.
You want production throughout the day. So
just
you're not
almost getting to the quarterback?
That's what,
it doesn't
that's
count.
What Shaq Lawson will provide for
right.
you. Just almost getting there. Yeah, almost.
It's not even a quarterback hurry.
No.
He was close, though, a hurry.
Oh, almost a pressure.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. So, no, I would not do that three times a day.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm just wondering if you were part of that.
No.
You're a single American pleasuring yourself three times a day.
That seems like a lot of time
spent.
Seems
like a lot.
Yeah.
Seems like I'm tired.
Yeah, you're spending too much time with yourself.
Yeah. A Florida man nicknamed Baby Cakes was caught naked in a chair outside of his apartment complex. Do you think a guy named Baby Cakes, who's 71 years old, should be able to sit outside naked in his apartment complex?
I think if you're 71, you should outgrow the name Baby Cakes. At some point, that name has to fall by the wayside. You can't look. Think of all the 70-year-olds in your life. You think calling them Baby Cakes fits?
Yeah, baby. You know what? Grow up.
At some point, Baby Cakes has got to go.
Yeah. You'd be Daddy Cakes.
If you're getting called Baby Cakes, I can see that person being someone who sits outside naked.
Yeah.
At some point, outgrow the name.
German police say they solved a 9-year-old burglary after DNA found on a half-eaten piece of sausage matched that of a man detained in France over an unrelated crime. Police in the western town of Schwelm said Thursday the sausage belonged to the victim, and the suspect, a 30-year-old Albanian citizen, appeared to have helped himself to a bite during the break-in in 2012.
Typical Albania.
And eat before you go.
We talk about
what
are criminals?
You?
Stop leaving evidence of you
DNA.
Being somewhere. Isn't that the first rule? Make sure you leave as little evidence possible that you were at the location, but you're biting into a sausage.
Yeah. I mean, don't bite into it. Stop.
Look, Amari Cooper won't even let Salt Bae feed him sausage. Amari Cooper would be better at this than them.
Surprisingly, the Vatican has barred a gay union blessing. This marriage wanted to be blessed, and the Vatican said, no, you cannot bless sin. Do you think you should be able to bless sin?
Well, I mean, you can get into debate about what sin is, but if the Vatican deemed it a sin, I'm not surprised they decided, no, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem to let other stuff go, though, that people would consider sinful.
Hmm. Here's a surprise. U.S. Army had to halt gender-neutral fitness tests. Why do you think, Del?
Why, John?
Well, because women were failing at a much higher rate than men were.
Are you, though?
This is science.
Yeah, but you laughed.
No, there's no such thing.
But you laughed.
Genders,
but you laughed.
It's gender-neutral. They can't have gender-neutral.
No, when you that story makes sense to me, but I didn't just laugh like you did. When you read it,
you laughed in your heart.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Both of you did because I'm an ally.
You snickered.
No,
okay,
I didn't.
Okay, let me ask you this. If they start wagering, if they start hanging numbers on over-unders on fitness tests and whatnot, are you going to be firing on the over?
Mm-hmm.
Not for women competing with men, I wouldn't. No. Hmm. But I wasn't laughing. You two found that funny.
I like the way John delivered it.
Ah, okay, sure.
He goes, guess what, Del? What do you think?
What do you think, Evan?
All right. Do you know what the guys, the swag that the teams are getting for the NCAA tournament?
No, what are they getting?
Watch this. A blanket, towels,
masks,
a puzzle, socks.
This is terrible.
They lost money this year.
John Thompson's book.
That's awful. No kid's reading that
book. Copious amounts of soaps. hand sanitizer, deodorants, and Axe.
Who? Axe? Who puts Axe on?
That's the swag bag for the NCAA tournament.
That is trash.
It is trash.
That's absolute trash.
I mean, football players are getting laptops.
They're for crappy bowl games, they get the Best Buy treatment.
Some of the crappiest bowl games have the best swag
bag. You still get to go to Best Buy and have a shopping spree. I'm getting soap.
Well, I guess all those guys shouldn't be opting out into the draft right away after their first year. If you guys stuck around, maybe the bags would be a little better.
No.
What?
I think it has everything
to do.
College football makes you stick around.
There are seniors that are playing. How come they're getting soap?
Nobody likes those guys.
A towel and a blanket?
Yeah. Keep the best players in. Maybe your swag bags will get better.
Or maybe if you gave them better swag bags, Jalen Suggs wouldn't leave early. Or Cade Cunningham wouldn't leave early if he thought.
They're already getting good swag bags.
Well, NCAA needs to step up. I'm blaming Mark Emmert.
10:56. We're done. Press box next. So long, everybody.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.